Well，
让我们把时间拉回到13年前的广东，政府的科研主管部门先是从广州市科技局开始抓人。
The Guangdong Provincial Government's Scientific Research Department, starting with the Guangdong Science and Technology Bureau, began to investigate us.
紧接着蔓延到广东省科技厅，不到一年的时间里。
Within a year, it spread to the Guangdong Provincial Science and Technology Department.
上百人被拉走，
Hundreds of people were dragged away.
调查第一批次就有超过70人被逮捕定罪。
The first round of investigations resulted in over 70 people being arrested and convicted.
这个场面就如同宗教集团正在经历的洗牌。
This situation is like a religious group undergoing a purge.
先是在杭州抓人。
First, they were arrested in Hangzhou.
接着到总部抓人，说的算的。
As for the matter of bringing the people to headquarters, we will make sure it happens.
尤其是跟房地产板块沾边的。
Especially those related to the real estate sector.
几乎都被带走。
Almost all of them were taken away.
调查了。
Investigated.
科研部门自由裁量权极高。
Assuming that the department has a high degree of autonomy,
专业性强
professional,
科研项目给谁
who should the research project be given to?
虽然流程上专家组打分评选，实际如何运作
what is the actual process of the expert group scoring and selecting?
你懂的，假定
assuming that
您是一个广东高校的教授。
You are a professor at a university in Guangdong.
申请科研项目和研究课题经费。
Apply for research project and research topic funding.
2013年下半年或2014年，您去了省科技厅或者是市科局。
In the second half of 2013 or 2014, you went to the Provincial Science and Technology Department or the City Science and Technology Bureau. Well,
跑项目
run the project,
就会发现几乎停摆了。这一年半审批下来的科研经费几乎见者有份儿。撒胡椒面儿。
You will find that almost all of the research funding approved in the past year and a half has been almost completely frozen.
只要申请材料符合要求，多。
As long as the application materials meet the requirements.
多少都能给点大钱。
How much can I get?
没有，因为没人敢拍板做主了。
Because no one dared to make a decision.
能拍板的都进去了。
Anyone who can make a decision can enter.
以理工类烧钱的科研项目为例。
Taking a high-spending science and technology project as an example.
无论是华南理工大学还是广州工业大学或者中山大学。
Whether it's South China University of Technology, Guangdong University of Technology, or Sun Yat-sen University,
各种科研项目五花八门。
Various research projects are diverse.
分类让人眼花缭乱。
The categories are overwhelming.
其实，对于高校科研，就分成两类。
In fact, there are two categories of research in universities.
一类是纵向。
One category is vertical.
另一类是横向。纵向包含国家自然科学基金。
Another category is the inclusion of National Natural Science Fund.
省自然科学基金。
Provincial Natural Science Foundation.
省科技厅的立项项目。
Provincial Science and Technology Project.
当年耳熟能详的863计划、973项目。
The familiar and well-known 8-6-3 plan, which was part of the 9-7-3 project.
这类纵向项目档次非常高。
These vertical projects are of very high level.
申请的门槛也高。
The application threshold is high.
财政拨款之外。
In addition to the fiscal allocation,
往往需要高校也出一部分配套资金，油水少得可怜。
Often, universities need to contribute a small amount of funding, which is very scarce.
各种汇报评估检查频繁。
Frequent reporting, evaluation, and inspection.
要想结题
To complete the task,
后续还得审计，报账的时候
Subsequently, when auditing and submitting invoices,
学校财务处审核的非常严格。
The school's finance department has very strict audits.
纵向项目
Vertical project
对于参与人员职称评定、江湖地位提升至关重要。两三个
The following are three key factors for participants to improve their status and rank in the field.
纵向项目下来
In terms of vertical projects,
就算年龄超过了结清的要求
even if the age exceeds the settlement requirements,
带头大哥弄个珠江学者
The leader of the group got a Pearl River Scholar,
长江学者
Yangtze scholar
还是很有希望的。
Still has a chance.
吃饭的时候就有机会跟院士坐一桌。
There is a chance to chat with an academician while eating.
而横向项目出资方大多是企业，产学研结合的应用类型。
And the funding sources for horizontal projects are mostly enterprise-based, with a focus on application types that combine industry, academia, and research.
双方协商一致后
After both sides reached an agreement,
签订较为灵活的科研合同
Sign a flexible research contract.
企业看中的是中山大学
What companies look for is Zhongshan University,
华南理工
South China University of Technology,
广工
Broad Industry,
这些大学的牌子，发表一两篇能够给企业高管评定职称用的文章
These universities can publish one or two articles that can be used by corporate executives to assess their qualifications.
或者申报一两项实用新型专利
or apply for one or two practical patents.
基本上就可以结题了。
Basically, I can conclude.
这种档次的东西
This kind of stuff,
或者说垃圾般的科研学术成果压根不可能出现在纵向课题里面。从
Or, to put it another way, garbage-like research and academic results are simply impossible to appear in longitudinal projects.
财务报账的流程上面看两
From the perspective of the accounting process,
这都是一样的而
Both are the same.
横向项目非常宽松
And the horizontal project is very relaxed.
吃喝拉撒
Eating, drinking, defecating
只要发票正规都可以
Any valid invoice is acceptable.
各种车票
Various tickets
超市购物买的柴米油盐拖把烧
Groceries bought at the supermarket, including rice, oil, salt, and a mop. Room,
保鲜膜都可以。
All types of cling film are fine.
家里装修用的瓷砖、玻璃胶的发票。
Receipt for tiles and glass glue used in home renovation.
只要不是特别碍眼的烟酒发票。
As long as the invoice is not particularly conspicuous,
统统都可以。
All of them are fine.
甚至可以让手下的学生签字领人工费。
even allowing subordinates to sign for and collect labor fees.
把人工费发放领取签字表格交给财务走账。
Hand over the fee disbursement and receipt signature form to the finance department for processing.
连发票都省了，横向项目就这么宽松。
If you can get a receipt, you can even get a horizontal project.
而纵向项目就算是正规办公用品发票。
And a vertical project is considered a regular office supply invoice.
也不见得能报销。
It's also not necessarily reimbursable.
因为一般情况下
Because in general,
打印机
Printer,
硒鼓等花销属于配套资金。
The cost of toner cartridges and other accessories are considered as operating expenses.
万一超支了
In case of overspending,
搞不好
maybe,
后续会被审计揪住不放
will be audited and released for assistance.
就在耿同学刚满18岁的时候
Just when Mr. and Mrs. Chen's son, Mr. Chen, turned 18,
广东省的科技界已经搞了一次大的前前后后进去了上百人。
Hundreds of people from Guangdong's technology sector have been involved in a large-scale ongoing operation.